Hello, my name is Pharrell, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. This call is recorded for quality insurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested a call back?
It's me.
Okay, how may I help assist you today?
Okay, so I work at Dollar General, right? And they let me go because they saying that money came out missing. You said what?
No, ma'am, I'm listening to you. I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. But I worked at Dollar General, and they let me go over saying that money came up missing and a customer complained. And I'm listening like, no money came up missing. No one ever, you know, discussed this. And I just feel like she let me go because she got too many employees. Oh, and she can't, you know, have four key holders. So she let me go because, you know, I guess I was the weakest link. I had car issues at first. Then I had to deal with a rental car showing up probably 30 minutes late to 40 minutes late. But still showed up in time to do the whole shift. I don't work doubles as well. I walk in, when I say walk in the door, I mean as soon as she hired me, I was doing doubles and stuff like that. So, yeah, she just let me go.
Okay.
And Jax is my, Jax I did also did the unemployment conversation about, but they wanted me to come back, but they only let me work 2 days and really like 9 or 8 hours. And I just want to, you know, go ahead and just start rolling in them unemployment checks, I guess, because I keep getting situations like this.
Okay, so go ahead with your Social Security number for me, please.
It's 420-4709-8.
Okay, I think I got that number wrong. Give it to me one more time.
420-4709-8.
First and last name?
Sakina Matt.
Okay, and date of birth?
August 18, 1997.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It looked like you've already filed a claim today.
Yes, I just filed the claim, but I was letting you know, like, what I approved over getting the checks or whatever, do I approve for that with the issue that I'm going with through Dollar General? That's why I requested a file.
Oh, you had did it online? You filed it online? Okay.
Yes.
So, I don't know if it gives you the page that it gives us. So you filed it on the 8th, which is today. So by the 22nd of this month, you should hear back from the unemployment either by phone or a letter letting you know if you are approved or denied for this. It normally takes up to 2 weeks for you to hear something back because they have to review it and see what's going on with it and everything.
Okay, so I got letters in the mail, and when I opened them, they was like, I need to do something about putting my employee down on the paper and sending it back down or something like that.
Well, you would have to disregard all of the other letters that you got because you just filed one today.
Okay. Yeah,
so those would be previous ones. You don't need to work on those. You just filed one today, so you would just stick to that. The one, anything that comes after today will be what's for what you just filed, which would be what you need to, what you would have to send back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, does it matter if I'm still trying to, you know, work and get unemployment or?
No. They encourage you to look for jobs and everything, so. That's not an issue.
Okay, great. Can how I was worried. I was really worried. For real. I was really worried about.
And that's, we have it in for the 8th or whatever, so you should be fine. So you should, so say within 2 weeks on the 22nd, if you're approved, you'll get your payments for both weeks that you waited.
Okay, big. Because mm-hmm. I did not know how that worked at all. I was so mm-hmm. lost with it. So I need to start filing this weekend, or how'd it go?
You can start filing next weekend.
Next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when, how do I do that? Because I did it before, but I forgot how I did it, and I remember I used to do it on my phone.
So what you would do? Okay, so you have two options. You're able to go on the AlabamaWorks.gov and put in those applications, or you can call us by phone and we can put it in the system for you. You can call our weekly certification line.
Okay, so which one would be, easier? It'll probably be the phone.
Yeah, the phone, because all you will do with the phone is you will put your PIN in, and then you'll just give them the company's name, the title of the job, and the pay.
Okay. Well, I really don't know. My paycheck went up and down. I really don't know how much I get paid.
No, I'm saying when you're looking for jobs. So that'll be the applications you did.
Okay. No, is that the same number I do the weekly certifications with?
Yeah, that'll be the weekly certification number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much.
No problem.
You have a good day.
You too.